Sundar Narayan Mandir. It is said that actually here there was very very ancient temple which came from even before the beginning of Dwapar Yuga. But there was one very cruel Muslim emperor, Aurangzeb. He destroyed that temple and created one mosque here. So it is said that this present temple is 300 years old and it was built by Bajirao Peshwa. And that time again the deities were installed and again worship started. So in this temple we have deities of Sri Vrinda Devi to our extreme left side, then the center we have Sri Sundar Narayan, and then to the right side of Sundar Narayan, left side of Sundar Narayan is Sri Lakshmi Devi. So the story is something like this, that Srimati Vrinda Devi was a very great devotee of the Lord, and by arrangement of providence she had her husband, and the husband was an asura. His name was Jalandhar. Jalandhar was very very cruel asura, and he used to torture all the devotees, and he performed austerities to please Lord Shiva, and he became even more powerful. And Srimati Vrinda Devi was very chaste wife of Jalandhar. So because of the power of chastity of Vrinda Devi, the power of Jalandhar also increased a lot, and he became almost undefeatable. Even the great demigods were not able to defeat him. So demigods complained to Lord Shiva that you have given benediction to this Jalandhar, and now he is creating so much a problem. So please try to arrange something so that we can be saved from the difficulties which are being given to us by Jalandhara. So that time Lord Shiva decided to kill Jalandhara. So there was a very fierce battle between Jalandhara and Lord Shiva. But Jalandhara was protected by the chastity of Vrinda Devi. So he could not be defeated. That time Lord Vishnu decided to help Lord Shiva. So Lord Vishnu, he took the form of Jalandhara and he came to meet Vrinda Devi. So the idea was, in this way the chastity of Vrinda Devi will not be considered, because Vrinda Devi was exclusively devoted to Jalandhara, and Bhagavan Vishnu came in the form of Jalandhara. So we can think something like this, what is this? But actually Lord Vishnu is master and husband of everyone. So in this way there was no offense. But yet on material platform it can be considered some sort of offense. So this way Lord Vishnu, he came in association of Vrinda Devi, and that time at the same time Lord Shiva cut the head of Jalandhara. It so happened that the beheaded, the head of Jalandhara, it came and fell in front of Vrinda Devi. So then when Vrinda Devi saw the head of her husband lying in front of her, So she immediately understood everything. And that time, she cursed Lord Vishnu, who was in the form of Jalandhara, to take a form of a stone. So it is said that the beautiful form of Narayan disappeared, and he appeared in form of a stone. And we know these stones as Shaligram, because that time Lord Vishnu, he accepted the curse and he told Vrinda Devi that you will take the form of Gandaki river, and from your hairs Tulsi will grow, and this Tulsi will be worshipped everywhere. But it is said that the devotees of Lord Vishnu were not happy to see him in form of a stone. They again wanted to see him in the beautiful form. So that time Lord Vishnu came here and took bath in the Godavari river. And after taking bath in the Godavari river, again he received his original beautiful form. So to celebrate that pastime, that at this place Lord Vishnu again received his original beautiful form, Sundar Rupa, this temple has been installed. So this is, therefore this temple is known as Sundar Narayan Mandir. And here we have deities of Srimati Vrinda Devi and Lakshmi Devi. Hare Krishna.